Hello, High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club. My name is Lynn Boitano, and I'll be reading a book bite from Nina Blakeman, the author of Envy Rots the Bones. Nina writes, I'd like to explain the Louisiana voodoo backdrop focused in Envy Rots the Bones. In the psychological thriller, the hatred Emma Davis has for her stepmother, Faye Davis, takes root in the form of Louisiana voodoo. Now, my knowledge of voodoo practice is not purported to be based on actual practice, but what I have read that struck me interesting was that some of the rituals parallel Catholicism. So after a good deal of reading, I decided to pack my bags for the Big Easy. One of the first questions I had is, how did Louisiana voodoo come about? Voodoo was transplanted from West African nations by slave labor to the Caribbean nations, such as Haiti, but it's also practiced throughout the world, and in the United States, particularly in New Orleans. Why the parallels to Catholicism? Dating back to the 16th century, slave owners were predominantly Catholic. They feared if the slaves were allowed to congregate, an uprising might ensue. So only the basic elements of human decency that Christians practice were introduced to them, lest they come to realize that the abhorrent practice of slavery itself defies Christian teaching. My next question was perhaps a bit sensitive, and I directed it to a voodoo priestess. Is voodoo a religion? She stated that it was in fact a religion, as they also believed in a supreme being, and there were intermediary powers called loas between him and man. The loas are the spiritual equivalent of the Catholic saint. When asked about the evil component of voodoo, her response was that evil exists in all areas and that one can choose to detach from its aspects of sorcery and witchcraft. Now, with this being said, I was raised Catholic, along with 12 years of parochial education, and I was taught to even read a horoscope defied the first commandment. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So with astrology being an egregious violation, offering animal sacrifices and magical practices do not seem to be any less a breach. This perhaps lends to pop cultural beliefs of the evil side of the tradition. But is zombification a pop cultural belief? Readers won't believe a Duke University site I found on this. First, the recipient is given a mixture to attenuate all physiological responses, such as minimized breathing, heartbeat, by the Boker, a voodoo sorcerer. The mixture can be ingested, injected, or given by a blow dart. The victim is declared dead, then taken for burial, but it's actually being buried alive. The victim is dug up within 8 hours to prevent asphyxiation. Over the days, the Boker captures the victim's spirit and replaces it with that of a loa that the Boker controls. After a day or two, the victim will revive, but in a state of confusion, destined to work as a slave to the Boker its entire existence. In Envy Rots the Bones, the antagonist, a resentful adolescent, Emma Davis, considers herself to be a voodoo priestess, but whether it's based on any true belief or a manipulation tool, I'll let the reader decide. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Lynn Boitano, reading author Nina Blakeman's book bite, Louisiana Voodoo.